A person had to be rescued at Mount Ngungun last night despite the popular Glasshouse Mountain being closed to visitors. The hiker reportedly tripped over, hurting their leg. Seven specialist crews responded, carrying the walker out on a stretcher. They were then transported to Skoo for further treatment. On Monday, the mountain was closed because of the risk of a serious rock fall. The closure applies to all permit holders, rock climbers, abseilers and all other visitors to the affected area. Bus company CDC says it's cooperating with police investigations after a young boy died on Tuesday afternoon after his bike was hit by one of their school buses off Karawatha Drive at Budrum. The 11-year-old attended grade 6 at nearby Matthew Flinders Anglican College and was just 50 metres from his home. Police are appealing for any witnesses to come forward. Meanwhile, we're hearing of another accident on the coast overnight that's left a teenager in a serious condition in hospital. Paramedics were called to Bellflower Road at Sippy Downs just after 8 p.m. with reports a male teenager had suffered life-threatening head injuries following a pedestrian and vehicle incident. Queensland's Royal Lifesaving Society has just received the most amount of cash in its history from the state government. $2.5 million is the figure. It'll go toward educating Sunshine Coasters and others in coastal towns across Queensland on water safety amid a rise in drownings since the pandemic. QRLSS's Paul Barry says they'll be targeting high-risk areas.
The more you get out of Metro Brisbane, there is a high propensity of people to drown. We know people that are born overseas or come from a multicultural background and Indigenous background have a greater propensity to get into difficulty in water.
And the ribbon will be cut this morning to mark the official opening of a new $4.2 million boat ramp at Minyama. The outrigger boat ramp on the Mooloola River now has a new two-lane boat ramp, a floating walkway and a revamped car park.